Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus told his disciples this parable. The kingdom of heaven is like a landowner who went out at dawn to hire laborers for his vineyard. After agreeing with them for the usual daily wage, he sent them into his vineyard. Going out about 9 o'clock, he saw others standing idle in the marketplace, and he said to them, "You too, go into my vineyard, and I will give you what is just." So they went off, and went out again around noon and around 3 o'clock, and did likewise. Going out about 5 o'clock, he found others standing around, and he said to them, "Why do you stand here idle all day?" They answered, "Because no one has hired us." He said to them, "You too, go into my vineyard." When it was evening, the owner of the vineyard said to his foreman, "Summon the laborers and give them their pay, beginning with the last and ending with the first." When those who had started about 5 o'clock came, each received the usual daily wage. So when the first came, they thought that they would receive more, but each of them also got the usual wage. And on receiving it, they grumbled against the landowner, saying, "These last ones worked only 1 hour, and you have made them equal to us, who bore the day's burden and the heat." He said to one of them, he replied, "My friend, I am not cheating you. Did you not agree with me for the usual daily wage? Take what is yours and go. What if I wish to give this last one the same as you? Or am I not free to do as I wish with my own money? Are you envious because I am generous? Thus, the last will be first, and the first will be last." Gospel of the Lord. I think we all remember, beside, on the cross, beside Jesus, there are two robbers, no? One on the left and on the right. And I think, usually say the right one asked Jesus, "Remember me when you are in heaven." And then Jesus said to him, "Tonight you will be with me in paradise." So this one, from so many years doing wrong things, the last one, "Tonight, you come with me. You will be with me in paradise." That's what Jesus says. The last will be first, and the first will be last. But then Jesus also, through the parable, says, "Are you envious because I'm generous?" It's really true. God is generous. Of our human criteria, you work 10 hours, of course, I'll give you 10 hours paid wage. But God is fair. Fullest to each one of us. As a matter of fact, the last one, the 5 o'clock, they are not idling. They want to get work, but nobody hired them. So they have anxiety the whole day. They want to work. So God is generous. God is inviting everybody to come to Him. No matter you for 40 years before or today you start, doesn't matter. Before the Lord, God is just and also merciful. So believe God is generous to all, not only to certain people. we don't know what happened to those, the last one got into paradise. But if you're not careful, you can go astray. God is generous, giving all the graces. We have to carry our own cross also. It's not just do nothing and then go to paradise. So, believe God loves us, each one of us, immensely, differently. Don't be envious because she is this and she is that. Don't be envious. God give you sufficient grace. Sufficient grace. Don't judge so much. You remember once Peter and John and Jesus were together, and when Jesus mentioning about the future of Peter, and then he asked, what about John? And Jesus told Peter, mind your own business. You just follow me.